Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Good morning. I'm Meg Scher, the director of the David M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, and I'm here with Leslie Battis, the assistant director of the Norfolk Library. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Meg.
And we're here to start talking. Our first topic for this morning is marketing, and I can't wait to hear. I love that each library in our area does things a little differently, and so we get to share ideas and how everybody does things. So do you want to kick us off talking about how you guys market your programs and your services?
Certainly. The first thing I think that we send out is the newsletter, which is a weekly email that people subscribe to, and our director, Ann Havemeyer, writes that, and she highlights a different library from around the world each week.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's like the hook that gets people in because they really want to see what library she's highlighting.
Yeah.
And then we also list our upcoming events and happenings and has links so that people can register.
Mm.
And that's one. The other is that we are fortunate in this town that we have a local newspaper called Norfolk Now, and we publicize events there. And as with most libraries, we have a pretty strong social media presence, and that gives us a wider dispersal of information than just our website.
Yep.
And also reaches people that don't live here year-round, which is nice.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, let's see. And we also have, the old-fashioned posters and in the library and the sandwich boards outside. And there's just so many ways to try to reach people because people are absorbing information in different ways now. So we try to cover a lot of bases that way.
Yeah, that's amazing. I want to know, how often does the Norfolk newspaper come out?
It's a monthly newspaper.
Uh-huh. That's so amazing that you guys have your own town newspaper. I love that.
Yeah, it is. It's fascinating. When it comes out, it's always this rush to get it because it's so interesting. We have a weather report from Great Mountain Forest. And,
oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. So
that's awesome.
How about you, Meg?
So all of the things that you mentioned, we do our newsletter monthly, and if I want to highlight programs, I sometimes send out specific, you know, emails about one program or another. We also do posters. I think, like you, you know, the post office and the dump are really the places that people look at the community bulletin boards. And it's, you know, I love that we live in a place where local newspapers are still important, actual posters are still important, and, of course, all of the more, you know, modern social media and online newsletters are also important. But I think a big thing that we utilize here, and I've been talking to people a lot about this, is word of mouth. And people who volunteer for the library or who work at the library are ambassadors for the library and our programs and our services. And so there's a lot, you know, I hope that people, when they have friends come to town and there's a program happening at the library, that they want to bring them and that they tell their neighbors when fun things are happening. I know I certainly do. And the other thing, we have a pretty extensive PR list that we send PR announcements to. So we really depend on the Lakeville Journal, and I feel really grateful that they have such a great calendar that highlights events and is a wonderful free way for us to get information out to people who maybe aren't signed up for the library newsletter. And they also cover a lot of events of ours in the actual paper, which is a great way for people to find out about what's happening at the library. We also post on the Northwest Corner Arts Council, which has a great calendar and does both a paper calendar and an online calendar, and they send out online emails. And they do such a wonderful job of highlighting what's happening in our region. I'm really grateful for them as a resource.
Yeah, and they also are really good. We also work with them. Yeah, they are great.
They are. And I think there are other, you know, I think we are grateful to have a lot of, we are fortunate, rather, to have a lot of local magazines. So Litchfield Magazine, Chronogram, Main Street, all of these magazines that accept different listings and maybe highlight, what was it? It was Main Street did a libraries issue in earlier this year. I think it was in September.
Yeah,
and they're really wonderful and helpful in getting the word out about what's happening in our libraries. And, of course, this great radio show.
I was going to say that also. We are quite thankful to Robinhood Radio.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, and I think, you know, one of our, it always amazes me because you still get people who say, I didn't know that was happening, you know, and
how
you,
is that possible?
Right? I know, I feel that way too. And we just do our absolute best. And if I could hire, you know, one of those planes that flies over with a sign, I would. Right?
Yes. Maybe we can talk about, you know, co-sponsoring.
Yes, we can get a grant for that. Yes.
Right.
One other thing I wanted to mention is that one of our great partners for Getting, and I'm sure this is true for you too, because you do some wonderful corner club activities, getting the word out is through the school. Mm-hmm. The elementary school and a lot of our programs go out in their newsletter and posters go up in the vestibule, and it's a great partnership to have for sharing children's programming. Our children's librarian goes in June and presents about what's happening throughout the summer, hopefully to get kids excited about programming and coming into the library and keeping up their reading. So those kind of local partnerships also are a great way to spread the word about what's happening at the library.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. Leslie, should we start with most requested or what we're reading? What are you feeling like today?
Oh, let's go with most requested.
Great. So why don't you kick us off? What are people reading in Norfolk?
Well, I'm going to need some help perhaps pronouncing this author's name, and it is the most requested. We had two. One of it is Flesh by David. It's S-Z-L-A-Y.
Yes, I have no idea. But,
no,
yes.
I don't either, and my apologies, but that was one. And the other is The Bookbinder's Secret by A.D. Bell, and that is one that I've been pushing. I talked about it on one of these shows, and so that's probably why that one has been doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Then we, for nonfiction, it was Strangers by Bell Burden.
We just got that, and nobody's checked it out yet.
Oh, interesting. Uh-huh. And the other one that's like a perennial favorite, I feel like, is The Art Spy by Michelle Young.
I don't know just, that one.
Oh, yeah, it's very popular.
Oh, that's good
to know. It was in our top 10 for nonfiction for 2025.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a good one. And how about your library?
So our top requests are all fiction. The top one was Lily King's Heart the Lover, which is another case of me having read it and pushing it on people. I really enjoyed it. I had never read anything by her before. It really brought me back to this nostalgic young adulthood, figuring out how you who you are in relationship and how relationships change over time. And it was a quick read, and it was really engrossing. So I enjoyed that a lot. Also, Caroline Palmer's Workhorse, which is about the fashion industry in New York. I can't remember if it's in the 80s or 90s or earlier than that. But that's one that a patron really enjoyed, and so I was able to connect another patron who I know likes to read those kinds of things with it. And so it's been spreading via word of mouth.
Yeah, and I'm going to write that one down.
Yeah, and of course, John Grisham's The Widow, which has been most requested for quite some time now.
Yes.
Yeah. What have you been reading, Leslie? I can't wait to hear.
Oh, I read such a good book. It's Kate Quinn is one of my favorite authors.
Uh-huh.
And she has a book called The Astral Library.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure what I would think about it. It has a bit of fantasy involved with it, but I just loved it. And I think if you like books and libraries, this book is for you.
Awesome.
It starts out with the lead character is Alex Watson, and she has been through the foster system. She's working like three dead-end jobs and sleeping on a friend's couch, and she's just suddenly gotten, you know, she's very desperate. And she goes to the Boston Public Library reading room, and that's sort of her safe spot where she can hang out and be in a beautiful space. And one day a door opens to her that she hadn't noticed before, and she goes in, and she is in the Astral Library, which is a bit of a magical library that invites people in who are in need.
Oh, I
and
like that idea.
So she goes in, she meets the librarian there and has various adventures. But one of the unique parts about the library is that you can live in a book. And so she describes what it's like to go through, you know, Sherlock Holmes, London, or something
cool.
Like. So these people that are, I'll give you an example. One of them was a 12-year-old girl who was being abused at home, beaten by her father. And the last thing that sent her out was that he beat her with a 2x4 in front of her mother, who did nothing to stop. And so she went to any library can do this. She was in her library, you know, seeking a safe space, and that's how she got into the Astra Library. And she chooses to live in Anne of Green Gables. And that's, so the library is this sanctuary place in this magical realm. But, you know, I kept thinking about our libraries. Like, libraries are a sanctuary in real life
for sure.
For people. Yes.
Yeah.
So it was this, it's such a unique crossover of the magical, but me seeing like the reality behind it. And So I was really, and the writing is beautiful. So highly recommend.
Oh, good. I can't wait to read it. It made it on the New York Times bestsellers list this week.
Oh, did it? Yes.
Yeah, I was just looking at it.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, you're above the curve, Leslie.
And what have you been reading?
I've been listening. So we've had a lot of snow days, as I'm sure you know, which means I've been at home with my kids a lot, doing a lot of chores. So I've been listening to a lot of nonfiction audiobooks, and I just finished two great ones by very strong women, which I love. Careless People by Sarah Wynne Williams, which is the expose on Facebook, which was mind-boggling. I really recommend it to anyone. I think both... It's fascinating to watch a woman come into power and what it looks like for her and the different, you know, roles that she has to play and things she has to balance and how ultimately she has to walk away to save herself. And also just a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff around about social media and how it influences things more than we think. And that, and it's scary. But it was a very well-written book. Sarah Wynne Williams reads the audiobook, and she's from New Zealand, so she has great accent. And I really appreciated her listening to her story in her own words and in her own voice. So I highly recommend that one. And the other one, which was not totally dissimilar, I listened to A Different Kind of Power by Jacinda Ardern, who used to be the Prime Minister of New Zealand. Two Kiwis in a row.
I was going to say you've got New Zealand on the mind.
Yeah, I do. And she also talked a lot about balancing family and work. She was elected prime minister when she found out she was pregnant with her first child. And it was a lot of background around her, you know, her growing up and her childhood and how she got into politics. She didn't really mean to. And then her role in the world. And I think it was for me personally, it was wonderful to learn about a female leader who led with, like, her heart and her brain. So there was a great combination of empathy and kindness, and New Zealand is very progressive in lots of social ways. And I just, it was really refreshing to hear about her being able to push forward, you know, subsidies for children and families and things that people really need to make their lives better and how committed she was to that. And that felt really good to hear about.
That's great. I wrote them both down. Thank you.
Yeah. And my fiction book right now, which I'm in the middle of, I recommend already, even though I'm not done with it, is The Road to Tender Hearts by Annie Hartnett. So it came out, I think, in the fall, and it's really whimsical and fun. There's a cat who can tell when people are going to die, who's one of the main characters, and he goes on this road trip with this guy who inherits these kids that he doesn't know. They're all trying to figure out their lives. There's some really sweet familial interactions and relationships. And it's just fun. And it's nice to read something fun.
Yes, it is. Very much so. I've been finding that people really want lighthearted or feel-good fiction, or either that or they want a total escape, one or the other.
Yep. No, I agree. And I'm excited to be able to recommend this one to people when I'm done with it. And they're about to embark on a road trip. The kids, this guy, his daughter, and the cat. To go find his high school girlfriend and see if she wants to marry him.
Wow.
Apropos of kind of nothing. So we'll see how this goes. You guys just had a big weekend, Leslie.
We did. We had our Win Weekend, which we ended up having to cancel one event at the library because of the timing of the snow.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was great. And we have many more events coming up, as I'm sure that you do. Our artist of this month is painter C.J. Guerin. And she just brought her work in, and it's so nice to see. She works in oils, and it's so nice to see all of these lush green landscapes that she
has
brought
we
in.
Yes, we have our painter, who our artist, Suzanne Scott, also has a similar thing, and it's like a breath of fresh air.
Yes, it's great. And so she is, that reception is this Sunday from 4 to 6, and that'll be up all month long. And then on Friday, March 6th, at 5:30, we are showing the documentary Mistress Dispeller. Mm. And it's the third in our series of new documentaries that have a good chance of being shortlisted for the Oscar.
Oh, cool.
And the film is about a woman in China who is desperate to save her marriage and hires a professional to go undercover and break up her husband's affair. And I can't even imagine, like, this is a documentary, you know, this isn't fiction. Like, having someone document such a personal, traumatic experience. But
but it sounds fascinating.
And then we have a big event coming up, which is Norfolk Reads Leopold. And it's a community reading event. It's on Sunday, March 8th at 3 p.m. We have 15 community members who will read short excerpts from a Sand County almanac. We are fortunate to have the support of the Aldo Leopold Foundation, which has helped produce community reading events throughout the country for over 20 years. Yes, we got a grant from them. So books are available at the reading. So if you like to read along as someone reads to you, you can do that.
Nice.
And it seems like a really good fit for Norfolk with all of our open space, Great Mountain Forest, land trust properties, and then just people who are trying to be good caretakers for their land. I recently read it, and the book, and, you know, I plant a pollinator garden, which seems like a small thing.
No,
but when
that's wonderful.
You read his book, you realize that this little small thing has its ripple effects. And, so that'll be a fun event. And then our big, big event, which is always big, is our Irish concert. Over 30 years, we've had an Irish concert in March. And this year, we are excited to have the Irish folk band Dervish.
Cool.
And the band has been... they're incredibly popular. And the Guardian newspaper described Dervish as simply brilliant. They carry Irish history with them.
What a great description.
That will be March 21st at 7 p.m., and registration for all these events is on our website.
Awesome. Well, you have quite a full calendar, Leslie.
Yes, and how about you? I imagine you do also.
We do. This Saturday, which is February 28th at 2 p.m., Alan Lovejoy, who lives in Amesville, is going to talk about his Great Divide Mountain bike route. Last summer, he biked over 3,000 miles on the crossing the Continental Divide. So I'm really excited about that. My 11-year-old is a biker, so I'm going to bring him because I know he's pumped to hear about what amazing things you can do on a bike. March 6th at 4, our band book club is meeting for the March meeting, and we're going to read 19 Minutes by Jodi Picoult. We have a bunch of copies here. And I don't know if you read, Leslie, that the state of Utah at the beginning of 2026 banned 22 books from all of their public schools, and this is one of them.
One of them, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm looking forward to reading this. We have some really fun other March programs coming up. We're having a virtual program on James Herriot, called The Simple Life of the World's Most Famous Veterinarian, and this coincides with the ending of the last season of All Creatures Great and Small.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so that's on Thursday, March 12th at 1 p.m., and you can watch it from your couch, which is great. I love that. And something else new that we're trying that people are, I'm always so surprised what people are into, and I love that. You know, I'm being surprised all the time. On Thursday, March 26th at 6 p.m., we're hosting Tarot for Beginners.
Oh, wow.
And people are really excited about it. We have a great collection of tarot cards for sale. We have some tarot books in the library. And Sonia Reed's going to come talk about the cards and do a little pulling and just give people a great introduction to tarot.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, so we're really looking forward to that. It's a good way to end out the winter, right?
I think so, yes. Keep people busy
while we slowly wait for the snow to melt.
Right. It could say, I see green grass in your future.
Yes, goodness. God, I hope so, huh?
Yes, I do too, yeah.
Yes. Well, as always, it's so fun to talk to you, Leslie, and have a great rest of your day.
Yes, you too, Meg.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.